Here's some of the news for Friday, June 3rd, 2016. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is shooting back at Donald Trump, who's been calling her Crooked Hillary, with a series of attacks on his ability to lead the nation in her foreign policy address.
This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes, because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his very thin skin. We cannot put the security of our children and grandchildren in Donald Trump's hands. We cannot let him roll the dice with America. This is a man who said that more countries should have nuclear weapons, including Saudi Arabia.
Meanwhile, under President Barack Obama, the U.S. continues to sell arms to Saudi Arabia. Clinton spoke in San Diego, California, in advance of next week's California primary. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is trying to wedge his way into the debate over foreign policy between Clinton and Trump, released a statement. It says he agrees with Clinton that Trump's foreign policy ideas are incredibly reckless and irresponsible, but Sanders is also calling out the former Secretary of State for her past history in international affairs. He says, "We cannot forget that Secretary Clinton voted for the war in Iraq, the worst foreign policy blunder in modern American history." He adds that Clinton has been a proponent of regime change, as in Libya, without thinking through the consequences. Meanwhile, USA Today released a report on Thursday citing more than 3,500 legal actions involving Trump, including 1,900 where he or his companies were a plaintiff and about 1,300 in which he was a defendant. Due to his branding value, Trump is determined to defend his name and reputation. Also, as Trump's business dealings unfold, manuals previously confidential show that Trump University encouraged high-pressure sales tactics and recognized it faced legal risks. The manuals call into question Trump's portrayal of his one-time real estate seminar course. The guides encourage aggressive sales tactics and also advise staff on how to deal with prosecutors investigating Trump's business. Trump University stopped operating in 2011. In addition to litigation brought by New York State's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, the Republican Attorney General in Texas also investigated Trump University. Ultimately, though, it dropped the probe in exchange for its promise to cease operating in the state. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's going to vote for Donald Trump. The Wisconsin Republican declared his support in a newspaper column published Thursday afternoon. John Nichols with The Nation tweeted, "No one's done more to legitimize at real Donald Trump's candidacy than at Speaker Ryan. Now he's ripped the heart out of the Never Trump movement." Meanwhile, in other news, there's a petition online at rootsaction.org which urges media not to suppress the vote on Tuesday evening by making the false and anti-democratic declaration that the Democratic nominee has been determined unless a candidate has actually won 2,383 pledged delegates. It says Clinton can't reach a delegate majority unless superdelegates vote, and they can't vote until July. The petition is online at rootsaction.org. In other news, Constance Malcolm, she's the mother of Romali Graham, and other police reform advocates marched from the Bronx, where Romali was killed by police officer Richard Haste in his own home, to NYPD headquarters in Manhattan. Constance Malcolm.
We can't have these police in a community that brutalize people, kill people, and get away with it, walking free, getting raises, and nothing has been done. We need accountability, and we need it now.
Whole street?
Our street.
What do we want?
Justice.
Romali Graham's family is still looking for justice. New York City police officials say it's too soon to say whether Officer Haste will face internal charges, but that shooting happened back in 2012. First Deputy Police Commissioner Benjamin Tucker said on Thursday that the case against Haste is still being reviewed. Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio says he would not prejudice the outcome of the New York Police Department's internal investigations. About 30 people marched 17 miles Thursday to police headquarters demanding someone be held accountable for 18-year-old Ramarley Graham's 2012 death. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.